This is Aviv with Yon Yuki, blind spot in the White House. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this key exposes a dangerous blind spot in the White House and how it derailed the presidency. You will also discover how it relates to you and what you can do about it. But first, here is a question to reflect on. Have you discovered your data processing preferences? 7 out of 10 managers cannot answer this question positively. Brains are wired differently. That's a fact. Each of your team members and each of the people in your life are wired differently. This key will help you focus on the decisive impact of understanding your processing preferences. As you gain this critical awareness, you will be able to optimize your communication. About 7 out of 10 managers fail to achieve the highest possible level of success because of this blind spot. The question is, are you one of the 7? Here is our case in point story. Not understanding his learning inclination was one of the main factors that contributed to the troubles of Lyndon Johnson even before Vietnam became an intractable disaster. Here is what happened. John F. Kennedy was a reader. Part of his success came from understanding that he preferred to process information by reading. He surrounded himself with bright people who produced position papers on 3 sides of every issue. Written expert opinions helped Kennedy process issues, focus on the essentials, and form his mind and positions. His staff presented material to him in the best possible way, the way he was wired. This knowledge enabled JFK to work from inside his comfort zone because reading was his learning inclination. After Kennedy's assassination, LBJ moved into the Oval Office and felt morally obligated to keep Kennedy's team together. They, in turn, went on doing what they had done so well in the past, which was to produce position papers. The problem was, LBJ was not a reader. He was extremely bright and experienced, but his wiring, the way he processed information, was different. Johnson spent his entire career in the Senate. He was a negotiator, and he loved negotiating on both sides of the aisle. LBJ was a conversationalist. Rather than connecting the dots and finding clarity through reading, he processed and perceived issues through dialogue. His effectiveness came from his ability to negotiate and clarify issues through listening to other people and then through hearing himself frame a position. This becomes evidently clear when you listen to LBJ's taped conversations. So what was the blind spot? Well, the blind spot of the administration was that the new guy had a different information processing preference, a different learning inclination. He was wired differently. The White House became dysfunctional in part because nobody stopped and said, "Wait, this is a new guy. We need a new game." His experience and record of success point to a different learning inclination. His processing preferences are different. Instead, the White House staff continued to produce position papers which LBJ couldn't process and did not read. They then viewed him with disdain as not intellectual enough to grasp what had been critically important for JFK. LBJ, in his distress, was forced to seek out his old friends in the Senate and elsewhere, who understood his preference was to talk through the issues. Because of his different inclination, LBJ was dismissed as not being smart. Get this, a group of sophisticated experts were all blind to the fact that LBJ was a gifted man and was not short on smartness at all. His smart was different. He processed information differently and applied a different set of intelligences from those applied by JFK. LBJ was not a reader-thinker. He was an intuitive conversationalist. Of course, many accounts highlight other reasons for tension and distrust in the LBJ administration. We propose in this insight that the learning inclination factor was a huge blind spot. In fact, it is a debilitating blind spot for many leaders and many executives. What about you? Do you know the nature of your SMART? Have you discovered how you learn best? Are you able to organize the information you need to fit your process preferences? Bright managers, promising careers, and high potential teams get derailed by this blind spot because they lack awareness and understanding of their unique learning inclinations. To be effective with your team, you need to first tell them how you prefer to learn and coach them in how you process information best, which will help them be more effective in working with you. And second, identify the preferred learning style of each of the people who work with you so you can be more effective with them. Understanding learning inclinations includes more than discovering whether you are a reader or a listener. The range and nuances of learning inclinations are subtle. Until you realize the people around you are each wired differently, it's very likely you are compromising your and their ability to succeed. Let's get deeper into this. Although numerous studies of the five senses and learning styles have shown how different people sometimes benefit from using more than one sense to absorb new material, there continues to be a lack of application of these valuable insights into the art of business leadership and communication skills. Here is a series of questions to help you discover your own preferences and inclinations. In our executive coaching work and leadership workshops, we use a more complete framework of your five-color process inclination and 20 intelligences profile and learning inclinations. The written format of the key includes 15 questions to help you discover this. Here are five of these questions. Number one, in what situations do you feel most engaged when learning and assimilating new information? Number two, do you like reading books? Are you able to recall right now three specific insights you distilled from reading books in the last few months? Number three, do you learn best by watching and observing someone else? Can you recall the last two times you learned something by observation? Number four, do you like listening to books on tapes? What is the last audiobook that influenced your thinking? Number five, do you enjoy picking up new information from watching documentaries and movies? What are the last two movies you saw that impressed you with new thoughts or ideas? It's important not to assign a value judgment as to which of these approaches is better or more important. The question is simple. How is your brain wired? How does your brain prefer to process information? What is the best way for you to learn? It's not good or bad, just how it works best for your brain. True, if you are the chief financial officer, you better love learning and working with numbers. In other words, it's easier being the CFO if you easily process long financial statements. The surprising fact is that only a small percentage of people follow their learning inclinations, consciously or not. They then excel in certain tasks and jobs, which leads to careers wherein they use more of their learning preferences. Now it's your turn. Turn the key. Avoid the LBJ blind spot. Discover your learning inclinations. Help your team members discover their data processing and learning preferences. create an opportunity for a deliberate conversation about this key with your team and with your peers. Help each other accelerate development and liberate your collaborative potential.